Hi, welcome to part two of our most recent Hit Squad podcast. I'm Sean Sutner, news and features writer for Search Health IT.
And I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT. And today we're going to talk about our inaugural Search Health IT tweet chat, which was a lot of fun. We talked about the Internet of Things in healthcare. We'll also be talking about a video project I'm working on about a health IT CIO, John Halamka. And we will also be discussing the Allscripts User Conference.
Sounds great. So, Kristen, you've been working on this video project about John Halamka, MD. What's the latest from that front?
Yeah, so I actually visited his farm, I think it was last week. Wow. And he's got a great farm. He's got alpacas and a llama and Great Pyrenees dogs. He makes beer, wine, mead, so many things. And I actually just asked him about ICD-10. I asked him, what do you think people will say about ICD-10, you know, a year after it's been implemented? And he kind of just pointed to a guinea fowl injury that he had on his arm. It was just like a little dot. It wasn't anything serious. And he just sort of made the point that, you know, in going to the doctor, if the physician doesn't, you know, identify the correct species of bird that caused this injury, that they would be committing fraud and abuse. So he was a bit sarcastic when he was talking about it. He thinks that a few years from now, people will discover that the whole idea of ICD-10 wasn't helpful to anyone, and that it's the wrong tool for the wrong purpose. So he's got a little bit of a pessimistic view of it. So I guess we'll see what happens after October 1st.
Oh, he really does, though. My favorite ICD-10 codes are being struck by an orca whale and when your water ski and when your water skis catch on fire.
Oh my God!
Yeah, being injured. Yeah.
Sean actually wrote a blog post about some hilarious ICD-10 codes. So if you want to know more, check that out for sure.
Another good one is being injured while at the opera.
Yeah. I wonder if that's ever happened.
I'm sure it has.
I guess people. It has. Yeah. What had they get injured though? Anyway,
we'll leave that up to our investigator.
We'll look into that for you. And so, Sean, you went to the Allscripts User Conference, I think it was last week. So what was going on there?
Yeah, that was kind of cool. It was the first big EHR vendor user conference I had been to. And, you know, they kind of invited me, very friendly, accommodating. And I got to see two great keynotes by Paul Black, the CEO of Allscripts, kind of a turnaround artist who is taking a legacy EHR vendor that was kind of floundering financially and kind of turned them around, solidified their base, rolled out some new products, returned them to profitability. And their new partner, this genomics entrepreneur, Patrick Soon-Shiong, MD, who is really a very wealthy guy, he's done a lot of work in genomics, and he signed a deal with Paul Black and Allscripts to put this sort of state-of-the-art genomics platform for oncology decision-making on the Allscripts Sunrise EHR. So that was really good. And then the other day I went to the conference, I saw Regina Holiday speak. She's the famous patient advocate who draws paintings on people's jackets. It sounds odd, but the jackets are about a significant medical event you've had in your life or your family's had, and they're quite well known. And even Karen DeSalvo, MD, the National Health IT Coordinator, has one of these jackets.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, and she's worn them at events. And so Regina was really quite an amazing, moving speaker. So that was the Allscripts User Conference. So Kristen, to kind of wrap things up, we did the tweet chat that you referred to. And so what do you think, what do you like best about the tweet chat? And what do you think about the approach we used at Search Health IT to use Storify to turn the chat into news content afterward? I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, question goes for you too. I thought it was really great. We had a lot of people participating and a great conversation going. I've done tweet chats before, And that one was very lively. We had some really great discussions, great points were made. So definitely check out our articles on that. And to make those articles, we did use Storify, where you can kind of just pull content from Twitter or even Facebook or YouTube. But in this case, we just used Twitter. And it was really helpful, I thought, in kind of gathering our thoughts and making it into a story with kind of a narrative flow. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, the tweets were almost like quotes that you would normally use in a piece of content, a news story or a feature, except the tweets were opened it up more because the tweets sometimes linked to something or they included a chart or an infographic or something like that.
Yeah.
And we were able to produce that pretty quickly. But the tweet chat itself was just fun. You know, half an hour passed extremely quickly. We had five questions. We could have kept going for probably another half hour. By the way, listeners, please tune in to future tweet chats we're going to have. We have one scheduled for later this month on wearable devices.
Yeah, and we will be publishing an announcement about that, so keep an eye out with all the details.
All right, well, thank you for listening to another episode of the Search Health IT Hit Squad.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.